Nedarim Perek, Dalet Mishnah, base 4-2. So this fourth parak of Nedarim, the entire parak is talking about scenarios in which Hamudu Hanam Bachavero, where Shimon is standing in a situation where he can't get benefit from Reuven because there is a neder in place, and that really could have happened in one of two ways. Either Shimon took a neder not to get benefit from Reuven, or Reuven took a neder that his stuff wouldn't benefit Shimon. In either case, the next couple of Mishnayos will discuss certain, I'll call them exceptions to the rule, if you will, meaning certain areas in which Reuven is allowed to do something which ultimately benefits Shimon, and that's not considered a violation of the neder. And the basic gist here will be that when you're talking about a neder, you're talking about hana'a. Hana'a is something you would, hana'a, benefit, I'll translate in English, is something you'd pay for. But there are certain things which are not considered hana'a, even though in English we call them a benefit. And the first of these examples here is going to be, and this is really essential to the rest of the parak, paying off a debt. Although we said in the previous Mishnah that the principle of sort of a penny saved is a penny earned, if Reuven finds a way to, let's say we had him like lending him his car, which would allow Shimon not to have to pay rental fees from the rental agency, so that means Shimon has more money in his pocket, Shimon is benefiting because he can use that money to, you know, disposable income to spend however he wants. But while that's forbidden, because Reuven is sort of saving him money, which is the equivalent of giving him money, if there's an existing obligation and Reuven is just paying off that obligation, he's chasing away the bad guys who'd come to, you know, break his kneecaps, whatever the story is. So then removing that obligation from a third party by paying off Shimon's debt is considered permitted and not considered to be a hana'a that would be restricted under the nether. Now, with that principle in mind, the Mishnah says, Hamudu Hanam Bachavero, if Shimon is prohibited from getting benefit from Reuven because of a neder, Shokel Eshiklo, nevertheless, Reuven may give the Machsis Eshekel on behalf of Shimon. So you'll recall from Maseches Shkalim, there's an obligation of every Jew every year to give a half of a shekel, a Machsis Eshekel, to the Beis HaMikdash, and that money is used to purchase Korbanos Tzibur, communal offerings and the like, things that have to come from the community as a whole. Now, that is an obligation that's on every individual. So since Shimon is obliged to pay this Machsis Shekel, like he owes it to the Beis Din, if you will, so Reuven is allowed to pay off that debt and intercede. So that's permitted. And similarly, Uforei Eschovo, Reuven is allowed to pay off essentially any obligation that Shimon has, any financial obligation. He has a debt, so Reuven can pay that off, that IOU, and relieve Shimon of that obligation. Further says the Mishnah, Umachazir lo es avedaso. If Reuven finds Shimon's wallet or his wayward cow, whatever the story is, so of course Reuven has a mitzvah of hashava saveda to return the lost object, and he is allowed to do so. Of course, Shimon's very happy to get his cow or wallet back, but that's not considered a hana'a, but rather the fulfillment of a mitzvah. And of course, even though we might say that, you know, Reuven is expending effort on behalf of Shimon, but that effort really is for the benefit of Reuven because that's, you know, his mitzvah and his olam haba. Now, the next line of the Mishnah here changes the scenario slightly. What's going to happen in a moment is we're going to talk about a situation in which, as the Mishnah says, makom shenotlin aleha schar, a scenario in which Reuven is entitled to be reimbursed or compensated for some kind of loss of income. So the rule is that by Hashava Saveda, one has to return a lost object, but if it costs him work, he's allowed to be compensated for his loss. However, that's calculated, it's not so simple, but the point is he can be compensated. Now, that will be okay in our scenario here, except that, and the Mishnah doesn't say this, but the Gemara speaks it out, just as Shimon stands forbidden to get benefit from Reuven, there's a reciprocal neder in place, and Reuven is not allowed to get benefit from Shimon. So perhaps, you know, Shimon said, I'll never get benefit from you, Reuven, and if whatever stuff of yours is forbidden to me, like Hekdesh, and so Reuven said, oh yeah, well, me too, whatever your stuff and any of your property is forbidden to me, like Hekdesh. So now they have sort of a bilateral two-way restriction on one another. So now we're kind of stuck. If Shimon is supposed to be reimbursing or compensating Reuven for the work he did in terms of Hashava Saveda, return the lost object, so that means if Reuven takes the money, so he's getting benefit from Shimon. But if Reuven doesn't take the money, then that is, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, essentially saving Shimon money, which means Shimon has more money, or it's like, or giving him back the money effectively, which would be forbidden, because Shimon can't get benefit from Reuven. So therefore, we have to find an independent third party so that neither one benefits, but everyone pays what they have to pay. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, Tipol hana'a lehekdesh, that extra money that Shimon should be paying to Reuven, by law, must get paid, but not to Reuven. Rather, it goes as a gift to Beis HaMikdash, as a hekdesh, and that way, neither Shimon nor Reuven get benefit from one another, and the money that needs to get paid for the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, for compensation to Reuven, does get paid, so that Shimon doesn't benefit from not having to pay it.